The electric return at 760-0700. This tape is for Sunday, the 20th day of August, 1977. It's better than what I said yesterday. Yesterday was not the 27th, as you may have gathered. Okay, lots of comments to play. Don't forget, Monday night, tomorrow night, is the big record giveaway at 9 p.m. on 760-0706. The 10th, 20th, 30th, and 40th callers after 9 p.m. will be the winners, so of course you keep dialing over and over and over again. And may the best dialer win. Anyway, let's hear a few of the comments after a musical interlude.
Because I went before, and I thought it was really nice. It was bad. So if anyone has any comments on the California Jam concert and how it went and everything, I would appreciate any of your comments. Thank you.
Yeah, in regards to the girl who wanted to know about tickets and why get lousy tickets from waiting in line. Well, first of all, going to the KISS concert is a waste of money because they're not a rock group, they're a sideshow. And second of all, if you want good tickets, you have to go through a mail order. You pay a $15 membership, and then you get choices at all the front row seats, and you don't have the hassle of waiting in line. But if you don't want to pay the membership, have fun waiting.
Zeppo is alive. How I know? I worked in a convalescent hospital in the kitchen, and all the cards are in there. And I looked at one of the cards. There's a card that goes on every train, has their diet. And Zeppo Marx is one of those cards. He's on a no-sodium diet, and he eats a soft bland with chopped meat. But, you know, he'll probably be good for 3 to 5 years or so. You know, he's not as funny as he used to be, but you gotta realize that, as I was saying, you have to realize that the Marx Brothers were big in the 30s, you know, Groucho was bigger, even, you know, kept going, but they really made movies, 33, 34, 30, you know, all the way through the 30s, and this is the 70s, you know, you can't expect people 40 years after the big. I mean, what do you think Robert De Niro is going to be doing in 40 years?
Steve, regarding the telephone solicitor thing, I think a lot of you missed the point of that first guy who called in saying about that he did not like it because he had to lie to people. That's why he quit. He quit because he didn't like the nonsense. And I have been called on my business number by telephone solicitors in the past, and half the stuff they're selling is crap, in my opinion. I just tell them to get lost, and I'm not interested, and I hang up.
This is in response to the person that asked about the death of Elvis Presley at the age of 42. At one point, he had said that he never thought that he'd be able to live past the age of his mother, which was 42. So I guess that'd be your best answer.
Hello, this is Rick Sennheis, and I would like to say, for all you record enthusiasts, there is a new place downtown called Music Odyssey. And it sells new and used albums and tapes. Everything is in good condition, no scratches. It is on Wilshire Boulevard in West Los Angeles.
Is it in West Los Angeles, or is it downtown? Which?
Hello. Yes, I know that Rod Stewart wrote and sang the song Maggie May, but I would like to know if the Beatles ever recorded it for a single hit. And please, I would like to comment on that, please.
What a tragedy. The king of rock and roll and the king of comedy both died in the same week.
Oh, was that for me? Yes, I'd like some information about, the man said that, it was disconnecting Friday. I don't understand what he means by that. And I'd like him to explain. And also, I'd like to make a comment to the lady that said the cable television was a ripoff. It is not a ripoff.
Well, what I meant was that the line will be disconnected on September the 9th. And, if you don't know, well, disconnected. I'm sure you found a disconnected phone number before.
I'd like to say hello to everybody in California. My name is Don, and we're calling in from Boston. And I just wanted to say that I really enjoy the quality of the 0700 line. The music and everything came through loud and clear, and we were very impressed with it. Thank you very much for listening to us, and have a fine day. Bye-bye. Now, we heard the Saturday tape, by the way, August 22nd. Bye-bye.